Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. And now, play ball. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a pop-up towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. Wright reaches second base with a double. Chapman goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boudreau. The throw from Turner and he is safe. Boudreau steals second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Boudreau scores. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Salters who is chasing the ball. Keltner reaches third base with a triple. Heath scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani juggles the ball. That's an error on Lodigiani. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels bunts towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to second. One out. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to third. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb misplays the ball. That's an error on Webb. Mack scores. Boudreaux moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney strikes out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb strikes out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a pop-up towards third. Lodigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Appling reaches second base with a double. Wright moves to third. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. Soltis is walked intentionally. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 1 in the game. Turner hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0 for 0 in the game. Desodles strikes out. Two outs. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desodles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreaux hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Wright reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wright moves to third. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 2 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Wright scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Soltis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 2 in the game. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Heath bunts towards third. Lottigiani fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Keltner bunts towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. Heath moves to second. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimes strikes out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. Desautels takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to third. Mack moves to second. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-3 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-3 in the game. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Turner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boudreau. The throw from Turner and he is out, Lottigiani applying the tag. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Chapman throws the ball into QL who tags Walker trying to return to first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a line drive into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. Chapman moves to third. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-3 in the game. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Soltis hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Heath strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-3 in the game. Grimes hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-3 in the game. Turner hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly. Turner reaches second base with a double. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Rigney bunts in front of the plate. Desautels fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-4 in the game. Webb strikes out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-4 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mack strikes out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Desautels hits a fly ball into left field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-3 in the game. Milner hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wright moves to second. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Soltis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Boudreau strikes out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-4 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weatherly. The throw from Turner and he is out, Webb applying the tag. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Turner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rigney bunts towards first. Grimes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-5 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rigney moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-5 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-4 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wright moves to second. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-5 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lodigiani bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Wright moves to third. Appling moves to second. One out. Steve Grimek now pitching. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Salters is walked intentionally. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Turner hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wright scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Rigney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Soup Campbell pinch hits for Ray Mack. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. One out. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Gene Desodles. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Steve Grimek. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Peters pinch runs for Chubby Dean. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.